The next item of business is item E01, which is, excuse me, you know, you asked to speak. Did you not?
I did ask, but you haven't let me speak yet.
I know, and it's, I'm sorry. Thank you. Please do.
Thank you.
I apologize.
Because one of the things that I think that we should do is the principal for Mission Bay is here. And for the ROTC program, they just ended abruptly, and we didn't get an opportunity to speak. And I think that the principal should respond, because what I heard them say was that they had cut AP courses. I need her to respond to that. So if you can come forward and respond, I would appreciate that. Please.
Thank you for, we
Thank
did
you.
Agree to conclude that bit of business. You mind coming down?
Well, then I'm following.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Mrs. Jackson.
Thank you.
Members of the school board, first of all, I'd just like to thank you for the opportunity to really clarify many of the misunderstandings, the misspeaking. I was actually rather surprised by some of the information that was shared to you, and I'm really grateful for an opportunity to kind of level the playing field a little bit and put the truth out there on the table. So let me kind of start with some of the more obvious things. First of all, let's talk about student choice. You know, when I came to Mission Bay, you will recall, many of you were on the board, a little over 2 years ago, the first group of students that came up to me, and I think I shared this with you once, was a group of young men who asked me, why don't we have any kind of an ROTC program here, Mrs. Silos? And I said, you know what, I don't know, but I'll find out. And as I started to investigate around, and I found out that we truly were, considering that we're a full school magnet and we serve lots over 1,700 students, so we didn't have that program. So I started looking into that. And with some help, we were able to bring the Marine Corps JROTC on board this year. It's about student choice. When we moved to a 4x4 last year, and this I think will clarify one of the questions that Mr. DeBeck had, when he talks about egg crates and cartons, because I think that was an interesting point that he made. When you move to a 4x4, students have no longer 12 slots on their dance card to fill. They now have 16. The wonderful thing about the 4x4 is it opens up lots of opportunities for electives. In fact, our art classes have increased by 50%. We have new programs everywhere. We're looking at expanding our ROP courses. And kids finally can take a full array of A through G classes. They can be in sports, and it's no secret we're an athletic powerhouse. But they also have room for some other electives, including JROTC. So when we put it on the table, because I very much believe that students should have choice, they chose it in numbers of over 100 right out of the chute. So it's interesting that anyone would think that we would put students in there. With all due respect to the speakers this evening, I couldn't help but notice that one young lady that was up here, who was a member of JROTC at the beginning of the year, did in fact participate in the program. In fact, she was quite a good cadet at the beginning. In fact, she and her parents did sign a consent form. We have it on record back at the office, in case anyone would like to see that. But we firmly believe, although it's not district procedure, and I would welcome that, we would gladly recognize that district procedure, because we already have consent forms from all the parents. But it's really about choice. Do kids choose what they get to take, given the fact that they have all of their academic courses in there? Do they get to make a choice, or do we automatically say for some kids, no, you can't choose? I wouldn't make anybody take jazz band. We were able to bring that program back, and I'm so proud of it, because it gives opportunity to have music around Mission Bay once again. But I certainly wouldn't put anybody in it, heaven forbid. The facilities is another issue, because I think that's an important comment as well. I'm well aware of district procedure and numbers. This shooting range, which has been so widely discussed this evening, cost us exactly $1,109.40. Came out of discretionary, underneath the $1,500 minimum. Moreover, it was placed in an empty room. It's an old auto shop room that's been basically housing old tables and chairs and a lot of other things that actually I ought to really contact the district and have them kind of towed away. But it certainly never put any other programs. With all of the choices that we have, we aren't pushing anything, and we're, if anything, bringing in more electives. And then finally, I'd like to address this whole idea of AP. You know, we're an IB magnet school. We couldn't be prouder of the very high level of academic courses that we're allowed to offer kids.
IB stands for?
IB stands for International Baccalaureate.
Thank you.
And as a former English AP teacher, I'll have to admit, if AP English was here, IB is up here. It's a tough program, but it's one we welcome. We also have AP, and so I was very surprised, with all due respect to my colleague, my Spanish teacher, I don't know what he's talking about. We have AP Spanish. Not only do we have AP Spanish language, we have IB Spanish, which is 2 years, and I would love to bring on AP Spanish literature if he could give me the students.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Silos. Appreciate it. Okay, Mr. DeBeck.
Cheryl.
Ms. Silos. Mr. DeBeck still would like to.
I'd like to go back to...
I hope those aren't my students. I hope they're prided in that.
I hope they're not your students either, and I, you know, whatever. I voted for you going there. I'm not dissatisfied totally. I just want you to know that. But I have issues. I guess I'll ask you a couple of questions. You said 100 kids enrolled in the...
100 at the very beginning of the year, sir. Yes. It's okay. Gone up from
when
there.
When you first started, so now how many are totally in the program now?
I'd have to defer to Colonel Jostin, but it's in the hundreds.
Okay.
Oh, hundreds, yes.
Okay, now, were there any AP Spanish sections cut?
I'm sorry. No, sir. There were not. None of them were cut. So I don't know what he's talking about.
So the egg carton has still got the same number of eggs in it as it had last year?
It's a different shaped egg carton, and it now has 16 slots for every kid instead of 12.
So what you do is you cut down the number of minutes in their classes, and you give them more offerings. Is that it?
They're all within...
4x4 does that, doesn't it?
Excuse me. No, they're on the 4x4, so they take classes in a short... They take 4 classes for a longer period of time instead of 6 classes
for a short period
of time.
Yeah, but their instructional time in the classes is shorter than it would have been if they had a 6-period day.
Not significantly. The research actually across the country is very strongly in support of a 4x4.
Right, well, anyway, then somebody's not saying what's the facts, because I had testimony in my office by students who said they were put in the program when they were asked to get out. They were told they could not get out because there's no place in the egg carton to put them.
I've
done this master schedule stuff myself, and I know you have certain resources that you set up. You don't build a master schedule around student choice, because you have to no choice at all after March 15th as a principal, because the only people you have available to you are the ones that are still on your staff, plus those vacancies that you've created for yourself. So what happened was that you decided ROTC was more important than something else in your staffing. And that's your choice, which I'll hold you accountable for.
Okay. I believe the student choice should be the most important thing.
Well, but then you'd make a master schedule before March 15th, because then you'd hire teachers only on the basis of the number of kids that wanted a class. And that's never been true in San Diego Unified.
I would argue, however, that we should, if we're going to be engaging students in their education, I believe students should all come to school for a reason. Maybe it's a jazz band, maybe it's our IB program, maybe it's JROTC. I want every single student to come to Mission Bay for a purpose. Now, we are, as you know, sir, we're a large magnet school. We're in business only because we have students who come in large numbers. 84% of our kids get on a bus every morning and roll into Mission Bay. I mean, the sight is astounding to see 40 buses roll into there. Those students are all choosing Mission Bay because of the programs we offer.
So some of them are in a position where they have to go because there's no room at home. That's what my own board members say. So I kind of agree with that.
I want to offer them the absolutely best choice school that I can with all of the options.
Thank you.
Before you leave.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I am looking at the form that has been used to register the desire to participate, which is authorized by parents. And I have a modest suggestion, and that is to the extent that there's a signature from parent and cadet, might it be a good idea to have someone in the office serve as a witness and make sure that parents understand the form? You have a significant number, almost a majority, of Hispanic participants in JROTC, and I would like make sure that there isn't a language problem. And therefore, I would like someone to certify that the parent understands what the parent is signing as a precautionary measure. With regard to this controversy, I should also like to mention that my own experience with the Hispanic community indicates that there is a tremendous interest and participation in armed force activities. There is a large presence, just an isolated datum. Throughout the various decades, the number of recipients of National Medals of Honor is disproportionately high for Hispanic participants. There is a strong sense of patriotism, and therefore, what I find here is a very divided, polarized community that I identify with both sides, and it hurts me to see that kind of polarization. The reality is that there are many who choose to participate in JROTC that are Hispanic. I just want to make sure that there is no misunderstanding, that there is no form that was signed without knowing what the form said. And for that reason, I make that suggestion, along with the obvious one, that you might consider having that particular form in Spanish.
Well, I think that that's an excellent idea. I mean, certainly it's no trouble to translate it, because we certainly want parents and students alike to know what the program is. And, you know, the fact that it's a leadership program makes me very proud. If you look at the statistics across the country, the scores, academic scores of students enrolled in JROTC programs are significantly higher than those who are not afforded that opportunity. So, again, it's another option for kids.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mrs. Elizabeth. All right.
Thank you very much.
Okay.